The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
We're still gathering. Before we start, going to have an interactive exercise for us for a moment. But before that, any observations you had about this period of practice during the break? Anything that came up for you? Yeah, Anne, if you would notice, wait. Yeah, great.
Green, the green light. I felt that kindness is related to appreciation, appreciating things. And when we talked about appreciating our body, I'm very visually oriented, pictures all the time. So I've been trying to expand that to, you know, awareness of sound and how I feel, like my feet, how my feet feel when they're walking, things like that. So I'm trying to expand the awareness, not just go automatically to what I'm really drawn to all the time.
Great.
But I feel like that's, I remember something, Suki Roshi saying something about appreciate our human life. Mm-hmm. Something like that.
Yeah, great. Thank you.
Hi, Nikki.
Hi.
What I noticed is that, and this has been something that keeps coming back, I keep coming back to this issue or challenge that I have with myself, that on one end, I want to be kind to myself, to my body, to my soul, and on the other end, when I face challenges in life and I do something or say something, I keep coming back to the point that I have a hard time forgiving myself for it, so I kind of constantly have this internal kind of challenge and battle that is hard to be kind to myself and forgive myself for it. And that's basically keeps coming back in my mind, and I'm trying to, with the practice, hopefully to find that balance, but it's very challenging.
Yeah. Forgiveness also is a cultivation challenge, a cultivation practice. Yeah, just as you were saying, it doesn't happen overnight, and but it's cultivating kindness for yourself. Basically, we'll be exploring this later today, but really seeing that you are just human. You are a human being like anybody else. And one way in, one stepping stone towards forgiving yourself sometimes could be seeing if whatever has come up, that you're the story of you, you know, being really judgmental about yourself, if that story had happened to a dear friend of yours, somebody that you really care about, how would you feel about that? Would it be easier to forgive them? So that could be a stepping stone. Like, say, if they said something that hurt someone, for example, they said something really bad that hurt somebody, and so you're having trouble forgiving yourself for that. Like, oh, I shouldn't have said that. I was so terrible. I'm a terrible person, etc., etc. Now, if this dear somebody whom you really love, even if they're a child, imagine them growing up, and they're your age, and they're in the same situation exactly as you, and they did that. How would you feel about that? So that would be something that you can sit with and see when your heart opens up. Maybe your heart can open up a little more when it's someone that you really care about and love. Like, you can forgive, like, it's okay. You made a mistake. You're human. It's okay. We all make mistakes. You know, let go. Learn from it. Try not to repeat it. But we all make mistakes. And these are the situations that happened. And, you know, maybe you can ask for forgiveness. You would tell your dear friend, right? Like, so that could be a stepping stone. And then put your image as the image of your dear friend. And see if that could be transferred, that feeling. It's like a bait and switch. You kind of warm up your heart with the image of your dear friend and see if it could gradually... That's one. There's so many different creative ways to work with this. But this is just one suggestion. You're welcome. Yeah. So... I'd like to transition now to an interactive exercise. So, In a moment, I'll ask you to get into groups of three, and I think we are divisible by three. Yes, we are. Perfect. Groups of three, and ideally with people that you haven't worked well. Actually, we're just starting, so you haven't worked with people in this group today yet, so it's great. Any group would do. Someone you haven't come in with today, someone you don't know that well. And we'll be exploring different aspects of kindness. One is maybe a remembering a time when you were at the giving end of kindness. Story when you gave kindness, when you were kind to someone. What that felt like. What was that like? What happened? Or, alternatively, when you received kindness, you're at the receiving end of kindness, and what that felt like for you. So exploring that, we'll be exploring a few different things. So that's one, a couple of different scenarios. Another one is, what is your intention for being here today? What do you hope to learn, cultivate, and what do you find easy about kindness and metta? And what do you find is your edge about metta, cultivating kindness? Is it towards yourself, towards others, people you have difficulty with? What are the aspects? What comes up for you? So you can explore any of these or all of these. So let me repeat what we're... And you'll have plenty of time. Each person will have about 7 minutes, actually, in the monologue to just really explore where you're at with cultivating friendliness. And what does it mean to you? Does it seem like this whole idea is crazy, is too high-minded? You know, just whatever. You get to explore. Because when you get to explore and be held witness by people who are not interrupting you and just holding space for you to really, it can actually be quite intimate too, to really explore this, the topic of kindness, receiving, giving kindness in the world. So let me repeat the topics I have. Yeah. So the first group is giving kindness or receiving kindness, scenarios where you either gave kindness or received kindness. What was that like? And you can receive just the scenario where you were kind, either to yourself or to others. Again, I'm giving you a lot of options. I know this seems kind of overwhelming, perhaps. Maybe I should make it simple, just talk about this. But whatever calls to you, whatever seems reasonable, whatever you want to explore. So a scenario where you were kind, either to yourself or to others, how that felt, what happened, or a scenario where you received kindness. Again, it's kind of interesting, where you receive kindness from yourself or from others, how that felt. Okay, so that's the first bullet points, right? Got that? Okay. The second set of bullet points have to do with what is your intention? What brings you here today, for example? What is your intention with cultivating metta, kindness, friendliness, goodwill? What is your intention? What is your highest intention? Let's go that way. What is your highest intention? And also, what is difficult? What are your edges? What does your mind scream that, no, don't do that, you can't do this, this is hard? Discuss that too. Openly see it. Let it be held witness. So it's not like in the shadows, in the dark, and controlling your behavior. You get to like verbalize it. Yeah, maybe... there's a belief that I can never be truly kind. Ah, wow, I've said it. And you're being held witness by people who are kind and caring and holding space for you. So you see, so the first couple were receiving kindness, giving kindness, how that felt. The second group of bullet points is, what is your intention? What is your highest intention? And what are the edges? What's hard for you? So those are so two and two, right? Giving, receiving, highest intention, and what's the difficult? What draws you back? What pulls you back? What's difficult? Okay. Does that make sense? Clear? So kind of four talking points, maybe 8 minutes each. We'll see how that goes. So please find, and after each person is done, I'll ring a bell and tell you. So please find your groups of three, and you can also sit out there if you want. There is space there, and it helps to be on the same level, either all on a chair or all on a floor. And you pause this already, too? Oh, great. Thank you.